Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Alleluia, Cristo resuscitó.
Sì, Cristo resuscitó.
Alleluia. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation. Amen. Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning you created us in your image and planted us in a well-watered garden. In the desert you promised pools of water for the parched, and you gave us water from the rock when we did not know the way. You sent the Good Shepherd to lead us to still waters. At the cross you watered us from Jesus' wounded side, and on this day you shower us again with the water of life. We praise you for your salvation through water and for all water everywhere. Bathe us in your forgiveness, grace, and love. Satisfy the thirsty and give us the life only you can give. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our opening hymn is When Peace Like a River. Amen. And now let us pray together. Almighty and eternal God, the strength of those who believe and the hope of those who doubt, may we who have not seen have faith in you and receive the fullness of Christ's blessing. Who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Alleluia, Cristo resuscitò.
Sì, Cristo resuscitò.
Alleluia.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. You are the Israelites, listen to what I have to say. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with deeds of power, wonders, and signs that God threw him among you, as you yourselves know, this man, handed over to you according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God. You crucified and killed by the hands of those outside the law. But God raised him up, having freed him from death, because it was impossible for him to be held in its power. For David says concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, and so that I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad and my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh will live in hope. For you will not abandon my soul to Hades, or let your Holy One experience corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Fellow Israelites, I may say to you confidently of our ancestor David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Since he was a prophet, he knew that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would put one of his descendants on his throne. Foreseeing this, David spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, saying, he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh experience corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that all of us are witnesses. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Now it's time for our children's sermon. Welcome, kids. There's Sophia. There's Kaya. Trying to see who my kids are here. Oh, they're the Marquez kids. Hi, kids.
Hi.
Hi, Gracie. Yesenia, I'm not sure who is with you. Trying to unmute you, but I can't. Oh, Rodriguez family. Hi, Leo. Hi, Joelle. There's Antonio. Hi, Antonio.
Hi, Joelle.
Oh, is that Leo saying hi, Joelle?
Hi, yeah.
Hi, Hannah and Stella. Hi, Hannah Liesky. We're happy you're here. Today, we are going to hear the story of Thomas. Do any of you remember Thomas? Thinking. I see Benicio thinking. Any of you remember? He was one of Jesus' friends. And he was one that, he what? He was the doubting one, right? He's normally known as Doubting Thomas, doubt. Doubt means, you're not really sure about what's going on. Thomas was called a doubter, but really, he was just someone that liked to ask questions. Any of you like to ask questions? Oh, check up. Flory and Benicio, I see a little bit. My girls like to ask questions. Well, and really the fact that Thomas asked questions isn't a bad thing. It's good to ask questions. It's good to ask our parents and our teachers and even Jesus questions that we're not so sure about. So remember that. Even now when you say, hey, mom or dad or grandma, when do I get to go back to school? Maybe that's a question. And our response is, we don't know. Sometimes we ask Jesus questions, and even Jesus says, I don't know. There's my right-hand man, Alex. Hey there, Alex. I've been missing you. Good to see your face. So remember, it's okay to ask questions. And parents and grandparents and friends of kids, remember that it's okay for the kids to ask questions, even if it's the same questions keep being asked and you don't know the answers. Remember that that is okay. And now we are about to hear our gospel reading for today about Thomas. And Hannah Leeske, my goddaughter, is the one who's going to read us the story. Maybe some of you know this Bible. Any of you have the Spark Story Bible? Yeah. So, and Thomas is in this.
Mommy.
Story. Yeah, someone saying mommy. So before we hear the gospel reading, we're going to say a prayer. Let us pray. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for this day.
Thank you for this day.
Thank you for your friendship.
Thank you for this.
Who tells us it's okay to ask questions.
It's okay to ask questions.
And it's okay.
It's okay.
Not know the answers sometimes. For you are with us.
In Jesus' name.
Here are some of the pictures I forgot to show the kids, but here you go. There's Thomas touching Jesus. He wanted to make sure it was really Jesus. The Holy Gospel, according to St. John, told by the Spark Story Bible, read by Hannah Leeske.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Let's read, Doubting Thomas. The disciples were hiding in a house that night. Jesus rose from the dead. They were afraid. Bam! They locked all the doors. Jesus came and stood by them. Peace be with you, he said. The disciples looked up in surprise. Jesus showed them his hands and his side so that they knew it was him. The disciples were very happy. Again, Jesus said to them, peace be with you. God has sent me to you. Now it's your turn to go and tell the rest of the world about me. Jesus breathed on them in a very special way. He said, with his breath, I will always be in your hearts, even when I am in heaven. You now have the power to do things I've asked you to do. Thomas was the only disciple not there that night. When he got back, the others excitedly told him about Jesus' visit. I don't believe you, Thomas said. I'll believe when I touch Jesus' wound. A week later, Thomas and the other disciples were in the same house. Jesus came again and stood with them. Peace be with you, he said to them. Thomas, Jesus commanded, come here. Give me your hand. Put your finger on the wounds in my hand. Put your hand in the wounds in my side. Do not doubt anymore. It is time for you to believe. Thomas' eyes popped. My Lord, my God, he exclaimed. Jesus answered him, you believe because I'm here and you've never seen me. Think of those who have not seen me, but believe in me anyway. You should believe even when you cannot see it for yourself.
This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace and peace to you from God, our Creator, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Have any of you seen the movie Wonder? If you haven't, it's a good one to watch these days. It's a good family movie about a boy with a disfigured face, but more importantly, a boy who can teach the world about love and acceptance. Well, anyways, one of his teachers, the boy is named Augie, one of his teachers, Mr. Brown, talks to Augie in his class about the importance of precepts. Precepts. They are principles to live by, and he thinks everyone should have one. Precepts. It's a new word, maybe, for some of you. Every month there is a new precept, and the students have to write about it. Even after the school year ends, Mr. Brown asks his students to send in precepts that they have found during their summer journeys. And everyone sends one in. He's not sure if anyone will, but everyone does it. Even students from the year before send them in. Principles to live by are important. Everyone should have a precept. The actor who plays Mr. Brown, David Deegs, even has a precept. His is, love people for who they are and not for who you want them to be. And here are a few more precepts that Mr. Brown gave his class. When given the choice between being right or being kind, choose kind. Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as you ever can. It is better to know some of the questions than all of the answers. And I think Thomas from our gospel reading today, Jesus' disciple, would agree with this last precept. It is better to know some of the questions than all of the answers. And if we were to guess what Thomas's precept would be, maybe we'd say, it's okay to doubt. Or maybe even have the courage to ask. Or, it's okay to doubt. Ask the tough questions. For this is the same Thomas who asked Jesus how they could know the way when Jesus says he has to go earlier in the gospel, but they know the way to where he is going. It's that passage right before Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life, the passage we use at funerals, the passage that gives us hope. Thomas was the one who asked the question everyone else was thinking, but was too afraid to ask. Lord, how can we know the way? And today, Thomas is the one who some shake their heads at because he doesn't believe the disciples when they tell him that they have seen the Lord. The same disciples that weren't sure about whether or not to believe Mary when she said she saw the Lord. The same disciples who were locked away in the upper room out of fear. Thomas gets labeled as the doubter, as if that's a bad thing. But actually, he's just asking for what he needs. He needs to be shown the way. Once again, he has the courage to ask for what he needs. He needs to see Jesus alive and with the scars of death. He needs to know that Jesus died for him, too. In fact, we probably still need to be shown the way, just like Thomas. In fact, I know we do. We are huddled in our homes, lost and afraid. We need to know that Jesus died for us, too. And we have lots of questions these days. And hopefully, we can have the courage to ask for what we need. We need to know when this will end. We need to know why some people still choose to think that this COVID-19 isn't real or isn't a threat, even when people around them are dying. We need to know how to still be church in a time when we can't gather. We need to know how to truly love our neighbors and stop thinking so much about ourselves and when we can get back to normal. But even if we don't get the answer to all these questions, And even if these questions bring up even more questions for us, we must remember that Jesus still shows up and gives us the peace that only he can give. He comes to us behind our locked, closed doors and stands among us and says, "Peace be with you. La paz del Señor." What are our precepts? What are the principles that we live by? Maybe we're not so sure these days. After all, we struggle to remember what day it is and how to get we got into this mess that we are now living in, let alone remember the principles we want to live by. We may have more questions and doubts than answers, and that's okay. For the church is a place where we can question and doubt, just like Thomas. That's part of the journey. And as Rachel Held Evans stated so beautifully, we long for our churches to be safe places to doubt, to ask questions, and to tell the truth, even when it's uncomfortable. For the truth is, right now we don't know how things will end up. We don't know where we are headed. And we can even cry out to God, "How long, O Lord?" For this is part of our faith, to doubt, to ask questions, and to tell the truth, even when it's uncomfortable. Or as Anne Lamott, another author, so beautifully states, faith includes noticing the mess, the emptiness and discomfort, and letting it be there until some light returns. Some light is returning. We may not fully see it, but it is there. And we may not know exactly what our precepts should be, but we do know what Jesus' precepts are. And today we heard a few of them. He tells us, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He also comes among us in our closed, locked doors where we are afraid, and he tells us, "Peace be with you. La paz sea contigo." And then he tells us, "Receive the Holy Spirit, that breath that only he can give. He breathes into us." And he tells us, "Recibe el Espíritu Santo." Jesus sends us, even with our doubts, even with our fears, even with all of our questions, and he tells us that he is with us. He tells us not to fear. He shows us how to love others in his name. May this be our precept. May this be our song. For Jesus is with us, giving us peace, giving us the Holy Spirit, and giving us what we need to move forward into this day, into this week, into this life, into the world. Que así sea. Amen.
Amen.
Our hymn of the day is Alleluia, Christ is arisen. Alleluia, Cristo resucitó. Risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Alleluia, Cristo resucitó.
Si Cristo resucitó.
Alleluia. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
At this time, we offer up our prayers to God and remember there will be a time that where all of you will be unmuted and be able to offer up your prayers so we may all hear. Uplifted by the promised hope of healing and resurrection, we join the people of God in all times and places in praying for the church, the world, and all who are in need.
We pray, O God, for all the churches around the globe, for their bishops and clergy, for the newly baptized, for the believers who cannot assemble for worship, for faithful endurance during this time of sorrow and distress, and for a deepening sense of your presence among us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. Hear our prayer.
We pray, O God, for peace and justice in the world, for an end to war and international turmoil, for agreement in our troubled society, for the heads of state, legislators, and local civic leaders, that they enact wise procedures to deal with the coronavirus. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
For all who are facing COVID-19, for all who mourn their death, all who have contracted the virus, those who are quarantined or stranded away from home, those who have lost their employment, those who fear the present and the future. We pray for physicians, nurses, and home health aides, medical researchers, and the World Health Organization. Fill the aching in our heart with your merciful power. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
All members of our congregation.
Food worker and sanitation worker.
Why could he do that and not be able to send
our lives this day?
Lord, we know you allow us to go through this trial to test our faith. You want to know what kind of soldiers you have. Continue to guide us with your mighty workers.
For wisdom for our leaders, Lord, give them patience, give them wisdom. For people, the public, give them patience, quarantine, to know that now is the important time to stay home.
Yes, Lord.
The green phone just means they're on the phone, not on.
Lord, in your mercy.
Yeah.
Receive our thanks for all who died in the faith and bring us up upon a resurrection into your everlasting life where sorrows will be no more. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer. Into your gracious and mighty hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
At this time, we will have our offering, where you can get ready to mail your checks into the church, or you may go to our website, ChristLutheranRDG.org, and donate from our homepage via Venco. Please note that your offering helps us continue to serve our neighbors through our food pantry. At our food pantry on Monday, we had 37 new families come to us, and we know that more will be coming in the future. Help us be disciples of Christ within our community and beyond.
Thank you.
Amen. And now together let us pray.
Merciful God, our ordinary gifts seem small for such a celebration, but you make of them an abundance, just as you do with our lives. Give us strength for service in your name, in the strength of the risen Christ. Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our closing hymn is once again, I'm So Glad Jesus Lifted Me.
Disciples of Christ within our community and beyond. Somos discípulos de Cristo dentro y fuera de nuestra comunidad. Vayan en paz, sirvan al Señor. Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Gracias al Señor.